I guess there's now nothing left to do but to start recording. This really is it now. The date is the 14th of January 2019. I'm going to... bollocks, for fuck's sake. Okay, I think we're recording. We're recording and I'm somewhat excited, somewhat ready. Although I don't feel like I'm sitting comfortably, but I don't think that's relevant to anybody else. The date is the 14th of January 2019, and I'm extremely excited and finally bringing you my first podcast. Podcast is named Defendercast, and I'm calling it Defendercast because I want to. Lots of the information that I'm going to be bringing you over the next few years, in fact everything, hopefully eventually, will be streamed live from Defendercast.live. Basically, I'm going to introduce you to this podcast, explain to you what my plan is for episode one. Try and get a bit more comfortable, a bit more relaxed. Going to take me sniffing out of the recordings as well. And just turn my notifications off so my laptop stops. Does anybody know how to turn notifications off? If so, please could you get in touch as soon as possible? Okay, what is Defendercast? Defendercast is a podcast. It's going to be a very general podcast and it's going to be aimed at almost everybody that I've come across and interacted in the past with. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name's Duncan Krieger and I'm 35 years old, born 1983. I hang around most of the time in London, as much as I possibly can. It's my favourite place in the world and it happens to be where I'm from. And my passions are, for anybody who knows me, Porsche. I'd say my religions, actually, not my passions. My religions, I have two religions that I follow quite closely. One is Porsche and the other one is Arsenal. And during the course of Defendercast, episodes 1 through 1,000, apologies for the noise, for the episodes 1 to 1,000, I'm sure you'll hear me rambling on a lot about both Porsche and Arsenal. So what is Defendercast? Defendercast is a way for me to try and talk to anybody who wants to listen about what's going on in the world. What's going on in the world from a professional perspective and from a business perspective. I plan to bring some very close friends and lots of new friends on this journey with me. I'm not quite sure yet the format and how it's all going to work out, but a couple of things I feel quite sure about. One is we probably need a co-host at some point, so feel free to throw your hat in the ring. All of my contact details will be provided both at the end of this show and probably all over Instagram on a regular basis. It might be worth having a look, Fran, if that camera is still recording me on my phone. Can you see that? Maybe just slide it to the side. You won't see it like that. Okay. Okay, let's try this on for size. Apologies. Just trying to get comfortable. All right, I have talked to you a little bit about Defendercast. So hashtag Defendercast. Basically, this podcast is going to be brought to you in future and as soon as possible. Is going to be brought to you in future and as soon as possible from a Land Rover Defender. This is a crazy idea, but it's something that's important to me. Right from the beginning, I decided that I wanted to take this podcast on the road. I'd like to go out and meet interesting people. And going straight back in, because I need to really get on with this if I'm going to bring you anything like the amount of content that I'm hoping to over the next couple of years or beyond, then the first thing I need to do is get comfortable with recording. So, why a podcast? Why Defendercast? I really just think that I've got a face for podcasting and not YouTubing. So this way I felt I could hide behind a microphone. I can still carry on to be a bit of a donut. On and off, I don't know what I'm talking about. but I'm going to really try and push the boundaries and test myself and try something new with this podcast. So expect to be meeting new people and talking to new people rather than just you listening to me ramble on. These are the things I'm going to cover in today's podcast. I'm going to talk a little bit about Premier Block Management, which is a company I own a large majority stake of. I'm going to talk to you about Tab, which is a lending company I started less than 6 months ago. I'm going to talk to you about Brian Lloyd, which is my family office and my future. And I'm going to talk to you about the platform, the property portfolio platform that everybody seems to be getting extremely excited about. And lastly, I'm going to be talking more about this podcast, Defendercast. And I'm going to be talking about some of the things that we'll cover in episodes 2 and 3 as well. So let's get stuck in. Let's start talking about these businesses on an individual level. Let me tell you a little bit about Premier Block Management. PBM is based in Elstree in Bournemouth. We've got 15 members of staff, a lot of whom have been with us since the very beginning. And when I say been with us since the beginning, I mean been with them since the beginning, because having completed my purchase of the share capital less than 12 months ago, a lot of them, if not all of the staff there, have been there for a lot longer than I have. One of the things I've talked a lot about already, but I'm going to continue to talk about, is the culture within PBM. And the employee culture is absolutely outstanding. And it's something I would urge each and every one of you to think about more, not just as employers, but as employees also, because getting to a position where you love your work and you love the people you work with can be very, very rewarding. And to be honest with you, I can count on less than one hand the amount of people I know who truly are happy with what they do on a day-to-day basis. And I just think that's a bit sad, really. What do we do at PBM? We manage blocks of flats. If you live in a flat where there's 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 flats in your block, then typically there's a block manager, or there's always a block manager who's employed by the leaseholders, by the freeholder, for the benefit of the leaseholders. And we manage the building. We manage your parking spaces, your gate fobs, your post boxes, your utility bills, heating, lighting. Everything that happens outside your front door is our responsibility. And we are passionate about block management. We're passionate about you, the consumer, because we want to make sure you're not getting ripped off and that you're getting the best possible service from your block manager. It goes without saying, as will be a running theme through almost everything that I do, please, please pick up the phone, email, text, WhatsApp, DM, whatever it is you need to do to hunt me down. We really want to help. So Premier Block Management, there is a lot to cover and I will come back to it soon. So what's Tab? What is Tab, I hear you asking? Why Tab, I hear you asking? Well, Tab is the name of my lending company. The company, again, was incorporated late last year, in fact. So what's Tab, who's Tab, and why Tab? Tab tabldn.com, tabldn.com is the name of our lending business, and we are lending money secured on property. That means that in exactly the same way as a mortgage is secured on your property via a first legal charge, TAB are able to do exactly the same thing. Lending money to both individuals, individuals and companies, and it can also be trusts, offshore companies, and different types of ownership structures are normally acceptable. What TAB does is lends money in a similar way to a mortgage for a very short period of time. So bridging loans, typically 12 months maximum. And we are not a regulated mortgage lender. We don't lend money on people's primary principal residence. But what we do is we lend money for a host of business purposes and usually property related. Let me give you an example, otherwise it doesn't really make sense. If you were to go to Savills auction, if you were to go to a Savills auction, property auction, and put your hand up and win a bid to buy, let's say, a residential property that you've just paid £315,000 for, the auctioneer is going to run over to you and say, you owe us 10% immediately. So how much was the property? £315,000. I'll double check. If the property's £315,000, you're going to have to give £31,500 straight away. That's 10%. 10% would be your exchange money. And I'm going to go into all of this property stuff in much, much more detail in different episodes. But then the rest of that balance, the 90% to complete your purchase, along with any associated costs, would be required in approximately a month. Part of the law of selling a property, part of the law of selling a property via an auction is the certainty of selling on the day and then completing that sale soon after. If you're the buyer of this property, you're not going to be relying on a mortgage, a residential mortgage or a buy-to-let mortgage coming to fruition in time. And in that scenario, you'd typically look to a bridging lender like TAB, and TAB would are geared up to act extremely quickly. They would be geared up to give you terms. So TAB's geared up to issue terms immediately at the time of inquiry. And those terms are subject to valuation and some other due diligence requirements. But in the benefit of using a company like TAB is that money is available extremely quickly, and you're only paying for that money for the time that you're actually using it. So typically with TAB, we have no exit penalties at any time, and we do that because we don't want to discourage people from repaying our loan whenever they're ready. What other sorts of things thanks laptop, what other sorts of things do I get myself involved in? Well, Brian Lloyd Limited, I wanted to talk a little bit about as well. Brian Lloyd really was the kind of first long-term business that I created. So this is a business owned by myself and my business partner 50-50, and we have a long-term plan to build and grow our wealth within that vehicle. Currently, we own some residential property. That property is rented, some of which on Airbnb, which I've done very I've thought a lot about doing, and I've decided that we want to put Airbnb tenants in. There are a host of reasons why. Some of those reasons, obvious reasons, are increased income, shorter term commitment, and more regular visiting of the property, either by myself or cleaners that we employ. So that's Brian Lloyd in a nutshell. Most of my property investment advice will come from my experience within that business, and I'm looking forward to bringing much more about Brian Lloyd as well. Dun dun dun, Defendercast, episode one. How exciting. I genuinely am starting to get excited now as this hour is progressing. 14 minutes is progressing. I'm starting to feel more comfortable. I have never done this before. I've never recorded anything. I've never listened to myself back. In fact, I've only really started making silly videos on Instagram over the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But one thing you can be sure about is if I do something, I try and do it properly. Episode one's being brought to you from a secret location. It's being brought to you from somewhere extremely dear to my heart and somewhere I expect to be doing things like this for the rest of my life. But the plan here is to get a Defender. Have no illusions. This Defender 110 is coming. And when I turn it into the cigar lounge stroke podcast studio that I've got in my head, I'm sure you're all going to be excited to see me pull up outside. And then where can this go? I mean, stupidly, Defendercast is what this podcast is called. And Podfender is what the Defender's going to be called. Currently, outside this studio, I have Podfender number one, which will be very, very sad to see it go. It's a car I've splashed all over Instagram. I have enjoyed immensely from pottering down St. John's Wood High Street to off-roading with Fran's father. And I've got very fond memories, but it's time for that car to move on. It's time for that truck to move on. Don't call it a car, it's very offending. And offensive, even. In some respects, I'm looking forward to that car going now. It was a stepping stone for me to park some money somewhere that I felt was safe. And as it turns out, I've been proved right again. Hello and welcome to episode one. This is Defendercast, hashtag Defendercast. You'll see me all over Instagram. I'll be stuffing this podcast down your throats. I am bringing this podcast to you from a secret location that is very dear to my heart. And very, very soon, you'll be following the journey of Podfender 2, which is going to be the new Defender, being sourced and kitted out, ready for Defendercast live streaming. This podcast has got its own website. It's www.defendercast.live, and we shall be documenting pretty much everything going on, including photos from today. I'll also be putting up a blog site called duncankrieger.com. DuncanKrieger.com is going to be a place for you to come and easily understand some of the weird and wonderful things that I'm currently up to. Just to give you a quick snapshot, you've got the following. One, Premier Block Management. Two, DuncanKrieger.com. Forget that. Number one, Premier Block Management. Number two, Brian Lloyd Limited. Number three, TAB, as in the lending company. Number four, I don't know, mine's gone blank. Number five, something else. Anyway, you get the picture. So as I currently record this, I don't yet know how to ask you to subscribe or to review or to rate me or to bait me or whatever it is you want to do. I really would appreciate as much feedback as possible. You will get to learn pretty soon that I really do want to hear from you. I'm not the guy saying, reach out, DM me, man, because I think it's cool. I actually want to hear what people think. I want to hear how to improve. I want to hear what you like and what you don't like. And I'm open to anybody who thinks that they need to come and get in front of me and tell me how I can do something better or to get themselves involved. There's an opportunity here to do something different. And I need as much help as I can get. So please don't be shy. Please, please reach out. Let's get together and see if we can make something happen. How can you contact me? Currently, you can contact me in the normal ways. I'm operating an Instagram account called @993DK. DK is what everybody's called me. Probably because I called myself that for a long time, to be fair. But DK is what I'm known as by my friends and a lot of my family. And quite happy for people to call me DK. Not Dunkin' Donuts. I've heard that one a few times. I prefer if we just left that one on the shelf for now. Krispy Kremes are fine, though. You can email me DK at duncankrieger.com. DUNCANKREEGER. DK at duncankrieger.com for any of your email inquiries. And please, can you comment, review, subscribe, feedback, email, or whatever it is you need to do to help me climb up the podcast ladder? Anything you can do, I would really appreciate it. I think we could be done. Hello and welcome to DefenderCast episode 1. Boy, am I excited to be bringing this to you today. It's taken me a long time. It's finally here. I welcome your feedback as soon as possible. Please have a listen. I've tried to keep it short and sweet. It covers a very general overview of the things that I'm up to at the moment, but ultimately this is the start of a very exciting journey. Thank you for tuning in. How are you going to contact me? I hear a lot of you thinking, I want to speak to this guy. I actually want to pick up the phone. I want to WhatsApp, text or call him. I want to email. I want to Facebook or DM him. Guess what? You can. I'm leaving all the details in a link below. Thanks. I've actually learned some stuff today as well. Firstly, don't rub your hands together. Don't stamp your feet. Don't close your eyes. Don't open your mouth. Don't make a sound. When you're recording a podcast, everything can be heard. I've also learned not to cough, sniff, wink, or anything else that might make a sound. So I'm trying. Please bear with me. Please, please bear with me. Thank you. Please keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all time. Your cooperation is much greatly appreciated. Thank you. Today is Monday the 14th of January. The time is 11:31. It's Monday the 14th of January and it is 2019, everybody. January 2019. What a time to start a podcast. I'm going to do my introduction again because I'm Duncan Krieger. I know you know that, otherwise you wouldn't have tuned into this podcast, but I thought I would take this opportunity to tell you a few things about myself. I'm a very religious man. I take my religion extremely seriously. I have to split my time between two religions because of my complicated upbringing. My first religion, and it's something I'm very serious about, is Porsche. Porsche makes religion sensible. Porsche religion makes sense. When I go to my holy, high holy place, it's filled with excitement. All the people who hang out there are people I like to hang out with, and we all share something in common, a passion for Porsche. Joking aside, my real religion is Arsenal. Why I keep going back to that shithole is beyond me. But for those days where we beat the Spuds, or we turn Liverpool over, or we beat United finally, yada, 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 bleh. Arsenal, Arsenal, Arsenal.